Me, Matthew and Jordan, welcome to the Welsh Premier League podcast. And let's first look back at where we were last season. What's your assessment of Carmarthen last season?
I think they surprised everyone. They, you know, they were super fit in this league. I think you've got to be super fit. And to be fair, that's what got them over the line. And they were unfortunate at the end. I didn't know much of how they did up in Corners Quay, but you know, through the boys said they could have nicked the result. So look to build on it this year, really.
And it was a tight league last season.
Oh yeah, you know, so it's probably, apart from three sides, the rest are pretty much on the same level. I think confidence and form comes into it a lot then. If your tail's up, you do well. You know, there's not a lot between every side. So, you know, it's so tight. You know, a couple of results and you could be buzzing and all of a sudden then, you know, you win games.
What do you think, Jordan, about what that little extra bit that needs to happen to get you more wins in the win column, basically?
Well, I think this season now, a lot of our boys, we were, as Lee said, undermined last year by our youth and inexperience as a team. And I think now, another year ahead, we've brought in a few more experienced players to help the younger players in the squad. And I think it's just another year of experience, recapping on, you know, the minor mistakes we might have made in certain key areas of the season. And it's just building on that, really. And obviously now we've had a good pre-season. The boys are fit and looking forward to starting the season well. And we are confident in our ability to do well this season.
And how are you feeling about pre-season and the results you got so far?
Yeah, feeling good. The training's been intense. Everyone's feeling fit, I think. And sort of gradually adding bits through each game to look forward now to the start of the season. August 13th, yeah.
How's Ayes as a boss?
I haven't worked with him much, but obviously the small time I have worked with him, I think he's very enthusiastic with all the boys. Seems to give a lot of motivation to me especially, for being a new player in the league. Yeah, I like the way he does things and straight, and I think that's best really for everybody.
What's your personal goals this season? When we look at the end of the season, what do you want to be able to say you've done?
I want to say I've been a big part, a part of the team throughout the season, and try and score as many goals as possible really. Try and get, you know, on the score sheet each game really.
And what have you got to do to get in those positions? Where do you think you're going to be more useful this season?
I think, you know, holding it up and then relying on our midfield really to sort of spread it out wide and whip balls in the box really, get plenty of balls up top and try and capitalise on that.
This club's used to being in Europe, it has played in Europe. Can it do Europe next season?
Oh, definitely, you know, we touched on that, the league's so tight, and especially with the playoff system, you know, you can even finish in the bottom six, you know, in seventh position and still be in with a shout. That's not our ambition, we want to be in the top six. But definitely, you know, looking at Europe, I've played in Europe myself, you know, I enjoyed it. I know how good it is to come to the end of the season and know in a few weeks you're going to go, whether it's Finland or, you know, and have a good trip. You know, it's great for team bonding. I think you'll probably find this year now, the teams that have been in Europe, because of the summer they've had together, they'll be that little bit tighter. So, it's definitely an ambition and you know, something that we're looking to achieve this year.
And of the new faces that have arrived at Carmarthen, how are they gelling in and what's the process to get you part of a team straight away?
I personally think because of the team that, you know, I've speaking on you know, my behalf, you know, coming to a side that's so young, it's all fresh and new and they're honest boys and there's no egos there whatsoever. And everyone's just, you know, it's a great laugh as soon as you go there, you know, the banter was straight off the cuff. You know, I knew a few of the lads anyway. But, you know, the atmosphere is great. Everyone's getting along well. You know, like you touched on, the training's been really good. And just looking to, you know, the next three weeks or so now, just really step it up a level, get the fitness in and be ready for that first game.
And who are the names from the team we should be watching out for this season?
Well, of course, Serms is now our club captain, so it's nice to have him aboard, a bit of experience at the back. You know, Liam Thomas is always a threat. He was our main, you know, goal-scoring threat last season. He's great in the air. And then obviously we are excited by Matthew coming in as well. Hopefully he can get him games under his belt. And then obviously our midfield three is as strong as ever. Last season, I think, even though, as I said before, we were young and inexperienced, Louis Harling, Kerry Morgan, they were fantastic for us at the end of last season, strong in midfield. And obviously now we're looking forward to seeing what Declan Carr can do for us as well. So I don't think there's one special player for it. I think throughout the team, we are pretty solid. So we're looking forward to the season.
Couple of new names to the league, Cardiff Mets, Kevin Druids, what do you know about them? And obviously Llandudno shocked the league last season, did really well for themselves.
Well, yeah, of course, Cardiff Met, that's where I studied for my undergrad degree, and I'm going back this year to do my teacher training. So obviously I know a lot of the players at Cardiff Met, and a couple of them give me a bit of stick for playing for Carmarthen instead. So now they're young, they're a fit side like ourselves, so I know they like to get the ball down and play out of the back, which will be interesting in our league and some of the pitches that we have to put up with during the winter months. But I don't know too much about Kevin Druids and Llandin Noors. They did so well last season, but I think it'll be, you know, an interesting introduction to the league for the three teams.
So you're going to be the spy for Cardiff Met? You're going to do all the tactics for that game here?
Well, I won't say too much because my grades might slip this year, so we'll see.
Now, Sunday football is coming in as well as Saturday. I've seen eyebrows raised when I mentioned Sunday football with some. I've seen some thinking we actually might get a few more through the gate. What's the feeling down in Carmarthen about playing on a Sunday?
Yeah, it's better than a Wednesday night, really. Trips up north. It's nicer to be, you know, on the weekend, plenty of time. You can get ready, focused before the game, rather than finishing, you know, your weekly work and shooting up north to play games. Yeah, so looking forward to both Saturdays, Sundays, and a few of the evening games closer to home.
And what do you know about the crowd at Carmarthen, and what would be your message to people in Carmarthen to come and support you next season?
I just think, like you say, there's a lot of young players, and like you say, it is going to be a good start of the season. I think everyone's excited for it, so just get behind the boys, really, and support. It's going to be an exciting year.